Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking with four Winfield Mount Union speech team members who have advanced to the state competition tomorrow.
So first of all, thank you for joining me and congrats on advancing to the next level.
Thank you.
Can you start with your name, your grade level, and how long you've been involved with speech here in Winfield?
I am Gabriel White. I am a senior, and this is my first year of speech.
I'm Isabel Can. I'm a senior, and I've been in speech all four high school years.
I'm Ella Can. I'm a freshman, and this is my first year of speech.
My name is Lucas Sparrow, and this is my first year of speech.
So with three of you, this being your first year, and two of those being seniors, what was your inspiration for joining the speech team?
Well, Mrs. Rogers, our teacher who's in charge of speech, she came up to me and asked if I wanted to be part of speech because they had like a film that we could do. And I've always been interested in making films and stuff like that. And then I knew my friend Lucas here. He wanted to do films as well, so we became partners and worked on a film.
Every year I would go and watch my sister at her speech competitions, and it just kind of inspired me watching her doing her thing, watching how much fun she was having.
Yeah, I'd say I just saw it as an opportunity to build my confidence and improve my public speaking skills, both things that I lacked in freshman year, so saw the opportunity.
I think mine was pretty simple. Gabe just asked, do you want to make a movie? And I said, yes, it's a club.
No.
Exactly.
We've worked on other projects before, so I thought, you know, let's take the big leagues.
And speaking to that short film, it was called Operation Undermine, is that right?
Yes.
Yep.
What was the film about?
It was like the classic hacker agent movie where you have a secret agent breaking into like a complex and undermining the company.
And what were your roles in the production? Were you both acting in it? Was it just the editing, the shooting?
We split the film halfway down the middle. We both had a part in it. Lucas was the agent and I was the hacker. We both worked on the script together. We were both like stagehands and like cameramen, while the other person was in the shot. And then I did the video editing at the end.
Now turning to you two, you were in ensemble acting.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you performed Who's On First.
Yes, we
so
did.
So the older people like myself will love that with a classic Abbott and Costello skit. What was your inspiration to take that on?
Well, actually, I'm a bit of an old soul. Love black and white films, and I've been watching some like Charlie Chaplin, Buster Keaton, that kind of thing, and I saw the skit. I'm just like, that is totally me and my sister.
We've always been told that we're kind of the serious and the funny duo, and so we've been told that these roles were pretty perfect for us.
So who's the serious one?
Oh, that's me.
That is the older one.
Again, congrats on advancing to state. The competition is going to be this Saturday. Are there any things that you are tweaking or changing to your performance? Because I know I've spoken to a speech team in the past and they had some critiques from the judges that they were going to go back and change. Is there anything you've done differently or plan to do differently?
Just some audio changes, adding a little bit more music, adding to the credits.
Yeah, I'd say for us, we didn't really get critiques. It was mostly laughing, which is great. But I think we're going to work on improving our reactions, you know, really over-dramatizing it. And
maybe try and involve the audience more.
Are there any costumes involved in ensemble acting? Or
no, there's not. No costumes, no scripts. We have the room and a couple chairs, and that's all we get to use.
And Isabel, you have been involved in speech, you said, for 4 years. Yeah. Have you advanced to state in the past?
I have made it to state in group speech. I've never made it to Allstate, so I'm hoping, maybe, good luck charm little sister here will get me there.
So don't blow it, Ella.
Oh, yeah, it's so lot, much pressure.
It's a lot riding on this. You've gone through this before, but I'd like to ask all of you, you go to the district competition and you find out that you're advancing to state. What's going through your mind and how are you feeling after the fact?
Well, it was like a relief. I was worried going up that I was going to make it anywhere, really. So that was a huge relief, and I'm like, oh, we could actually go on. More people can enjoy all the work that we put into it.
Yeah, I'd say just about the same thing. I mean, we were super excited because we had so much fun doing it, and we just love to do it again.
I think it was a relief that we know what it's going to be like now. Like, I was super nervous before we performed. I was a wreck. And then I went on, people were laughing, and it made me feel so much better, and now I'm so much more confident for stage.
I just remember watching everybody else's movies before us, and I was kind of thinking that we were going to go in, and there was going to be all these super professional movies, and ours was going to be, you know, not the greatest, but I think everybody did a really good job.
Do you get that verbal feedback for ensemble acting, or is it just you see the ratings on paper afterwards?
We do. After each thing at district, you can go up and talk to the judge. It'll be different at state. At state, you go in, you perform, you leave. You don't get any contact with the judge. So that's kind of the nerve-wracking part for me. But I don't know. All you can do is leave it all out in the field, and that's it.
That was four members of the Winfield Mount Union speech team joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about their upcoming trip to state. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.